It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
And I'm Michaela Oakland.
And we're so happy to have you here in our car joining us on our, you know, one of our sleigh rides. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I like had a complete brain meltdown in the middle of that.
You know what I'm picturing for us? I'm picturing a Jeep Cherokee.
Okay. And it's sort of got a lot of presence in the back. You can't really see out the back, which is illegal, but like,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
I feel like they're always in commercials going through hard weather, like snowy terrain, dangerous mountains. We're in a Jeep Cherokee. We should be sponsored by Jeep Cherokee.
Did you ever have a Jeep growing up?
No, but when I did the She Rates Dogs podcast with Matt, we had like a Hyundai sponsorship, and I was like, are they gonna send us a Hyundai? And they did not, of course. They
Damn, didn't send us. Fucked up. My first car was actually a Jeep.
Mine is the Subaru that I have now.
Wow, yeah. My Jeep was kind of a lemon, and it really a lemon is what you call a car that like really sort of doesn't work.
Oh, I love, that's cute.
I know, lemon. Isn't that cute? I don't know why it's a lemon, but it's funny to me that that's what it is. But anyways, yeah, it like barely worked. Like it sort of drove and would make really scary noises. But
was it like off of Craigslist or something? And
I don't know. I don't know where my parents got it. They got it for me and my brother. And then obviously my brother didn't drive because he was a loser. I'm kidding. Because he didn't want to drive. So it was my car. And I called her Benita because there was a character in Raisin in the Sun. And I really liked the sound of that. And she was a terrible car. But I loved her very much.
You know, I feel like it's when I think back to my friends who named their cars, it was always the ones who had the crappiest cars who did that. Like something about it just gave them character. I could never think of a name for my car. It never came to me.
I've always named my cars because of that experience, you know, but I think my family always named our cars. Like they all,
we generational. Had,
it is generational. We had a black Subaru and we called it Blackthorn.
Oh my god, I have a black Subaru.
We called it Blackthorn.
That's like a very
Lord of the
like
Rings
a beautiful name for like a goth woman in a band.
And then we had a silver Subaru and we called it Silverthorn.
Wow, okay,
yeah,
really.
My last car was named Carmen, which I thought was funny. Carmen. And now my brother drives Carmen, and I made him promise that he would still call her Carmen.
Well, thank God for that.
Thank God.
Enough changes. You don't need a different name.
She's been through enough.
Oh, my God. Did you know? And this news shocked me. We talked about, of course, the drama between Rudolph and the other reindeer recently. Did you know that Rudolph is a Nepo baby?
So I think that I knew that, but I didn't remember it because I've seen the movie many times. And yeah, his dad is kind of one of the main guys.
His dad is Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Rudolph's dad is Blitzen. I'm shocked by this information. When I hear that song, you know, it's silly because they're not saying that the reindeer that they're naming are the ones necessarily who bullied him. They're just like, you know, these reindeer. But I guess when I thought of the name Blitzen, I assumed Blitzen was one of the Rudolph. I keep saying.
No, you thought that they were like in the same class, you know,
yes,
like
yes,
they were
yes.
sort
same
of
class in school. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't know Blitzen was a more rugged aged. What was that we were talking about today? Or was it yesterday? Eated? What was the word? Smokin'.
Smokin'.
You said I smokin'd.
I said, have you smokin' a cigarette? And that made a lot of sense to me.
And I was like, smokin'? What do you mean, have I smokin' a cigarette? And then I was like,
have
you? Know, you you do say eaten. And mm-hmm. no, that's one thing about
and
us.
Spoken.
Spoken. Yeah, lots of them, to mm-hmm. be fair. English is a... When I have been like learning Korean and I've been like, oh, that's a weird rule. But then I remember about English rules and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You just have to memorize the words.
Oh, yeah. Learning English would be nightmarish. I'm so glad we're native speakers because I don't think I could have done it.
Yeah, like many things, you have to be indoctrinated for it to really get in that old noggin. But yeah, neither of us have ever smoked a cigarette.
Never smoked a cigarette.
And I also have never smoked a Juul.
I've never smoked a Juul. Not a Juul girl. I have smoked like a weed Juul.
Right. And that's different. That's so different.
It's so different.
E-Juul.
An E-Juul.
An E-joint.
Yeah. Wait, an E?
An E... What are they called? E-pen. Like a pen. Like a pen. Yeah.
We don't
have to keep saying different words for it because they know what we're talking about.
What the fuck we're talking about?
We just like to be accurate.
But back to Rudolph's dad.
Oh, right, of course.
When is the last time you watched the movie? Because his dad is giving like the dad in High School Musical where he's like, toughen up, son. Like he's really mean to Rudolph and he's very much like, I'm a masculine reindeer who could do anything. And Rudolph's whole thing was Rudolph could like barely fly. It wasn't just that he had the nose. Whoa. Like he was kind of weak and wimpy and everyone made fun of him because he wasn't as good as the rest of them.
Wait. But was Rudolph like leading the sleigh isn't my dream, dad? It's yours?
It's yours. I don't know. I think he always really wanted to do it, wanted to help Santa. But Santa was also kind of a dick to him. I think it was sort of like a Stockholm Syndrome situation where it's like, you just think that this is what's right for you because it's all that you've ever known. And then the second he becomes useful, of course they're nice to him. And I'm sorry. It's kind of a fucked up movie. I don't know what the message is.
I haven't seen that movie in so long, but I love when children's media has the opposite of a message. Like I was reading a quote from Frog and Toad today, and he was just like telling Toad to wake up, and Toad was like, when did I fall asleep? And Frog was like, November. And he's like, then it's not going to hurt for me to sleep any longer. And I was like, that's what kids need to hear.
It's what I need to hear. To be fair.
You know what? To be fair, it is what adults need to hear. But I don't know if we need to teach children, just sleep in. Just sleep in. You don't have anywhere
sleep,
to be.
Sleep, girl. Anyways, yeah, crazy. Nepo baby Rudolph. But it's almost sort of not his fault. Anyways.
Speaking of Nepo babies, we also got an update on the $59 million wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two parts to this. So
First,
there's just news in the media. But then we also got a DM from someone who listens to the podcast who apparently is from the same town as these people.
Whoa.
And gave us a little bit of insider information. But Scoop. I just love this story. And every time I learn more about these people, I just find it more fascinating. And I think that they should have a Kardashians TV show. I really think that this family should be on TV. Because the thing about the Kardashians is they just like don't care anymore. They won't do the petty drama. Like they're not going to show the really nitty gritty stuff because their reputations are too important to them now. Meanwhile, the $59 million wedding people knew that the groom was going to be arrested and they still brought all this attention to themselves. They knew before the wedding and they still planned the wedding and spent all of that money knowing he was going to go to jail afterward. Like, what? What? And he turned down like a 25-year plea deal, I guess, because he thought now that he's rich, it like won't matter. He'll get away with it.
Oh, my God.
He opened fire on police officers. Like, if
you just can't do that.
And many would be dead if they did that, mind you.
True, mind you.
Should I read some of the messages or some of the what this girl sent us?
Yes.
Okay, I'm very fascinated. So one of the points was that she, like, the girl was a bully in high school. She was, like, a very mean girl. And this is, you know, it's not 100% confirmed. So, like, don't take this and then go, and harass, be mean to anyone.
This girl, yeah.
And probably this was a long time ago, but like, I guess she totaled a Range Rover, got a new one the next day. Then the same thing happened a month later, brand new car, like just that kind of vibe. And apparently, because we were confused about him selling something for $100 million and then spending that much on the wedding.
Right.
But apparently their net worth was closer to $700 million. And the mom is from like old money. So she had like... So it wasn't
just a car dealership heiress. Right. Like when somebody was like, they're rich because of car dealerships. I was like, that cannot be possible.
It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. This isn't adding up. But I guess the wife of the car dealership empire man, what's it called? Mm-hmm. Like a, what's it called when there's a really successful tycoon? The car dealership tycoon. She had like family money, you know. When someone's like, money is like, from... something like oil? Lumber. Yeah, oil money, lumber money.
Lumber money? God, I wish I had some of that lumber money.
Can you imagine like having a trust fund?
No, and I'll tell you, the people that I have met who have trust funds are, it's not their fault, but they're evil. Like it's not their fault. Right. They're not like bad people on purpose or anything. It's just they literally don't understand a world in which they don't have like a safety net. So they're just a little evil, but they're mostly fine, but evil, you know?
Yeah, totally, totally. And of course, there's always exceptions. There's always, you know, people out there. You can be
like a kind and good person who's also a little evil. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm. Especially like I would imagine when those people are in middle school or high school, it's got to be rough to really think outside your own worldview at that age if that's your situation.
Totally. Anyways.
But I just think it's so funny that they like already, it wasn't, I assumed that this happened after the wedding. The fact that like the legal troubles were before the wedding and they still decided to bring all this attention to them and like spend all of that money, and that the father was willing to spend all of that money on this, like a wedding to this man who was going to jail. Like, what?
Yeah, maybe he really, they were all like, he's not going to jail. Like, he'll be okay. And maybe he will be okay. We don't know yet. We don't know how this story ends.
He's just another wrecked Range Rover that they're willing to fund.
Wow. That's, and that's deep.
You know, another update, because I looked this up after we recorded about green and red.
I was going to ask you about this.
So the name of the, I'm going to have to pull this up because I didn't memorize the name of the holiday, but it was an ancient Roman winter festival that included evergreens with holly on them. So it was like the colors, because the evergreen represented like a tree that will last through the winter and like spring will come again, basically, and vegetation can survive, like the tree that can survive throughout the harsh,
you know, something that makes sense,
something metaphorical. But you know, holly, it's like got the red berries and it was on the green tree, so it was just like the color of the plants that were used in this festival.
Oh my god.
And then because they like Christmas absorbed some of that holiday, that just like was the case, it just absorbed it.
So it's always been because of that. It's been those colors. Like, people associate them because of the plant.
I think originally, I don't think like people today are aware of that being the reason, but I think originally that was like the colors of the decorations for that old ancient Roman holiday.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me because holly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. If there's anything deeper than that, who knows? But that makes sense to me.
I mean, in many ways, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fala, fa la 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 la. Yeah. Whoa, you just got, you know, if we were detectives, you just found that piece of evidence where in the TV show, they're like, I just got the smoking gun.
That's the smoking gun. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Wow.
How's your week been, by the way?
Yeah, I'm fine. I went to a party this weekend because our friend had cancer, and she had a pretty aggressive form of cancer that had like a 40% survival rating, and she kicked its ass. So
she destroyed that cancer.
Yeah, and she destroyed that cancer.
It was also really exciting because I think she was told they couldn't operate on her, and then like randomly one day they were like, actually we can, come in and
get
like,
in here now. Like, it was really crazy. It was like overnight. She texted us and she's like, they're doing surgery on me tomorrow. And we were like, what the fuck? But it was really exciting. But yeah, so she's doing great. She looks great. She's like gaining weight mm-hmm. back, and her eyebrows That's grew amazing. Back in, and she looks yeah. great. And it's just a wonderful thing to celebrate somebody for life. And what a weird night. There was a girl there who did Molly for the first time, and then just kept her ex was there and was clearly like trying to be evil with her, you know. And so I was like kind of sober, and I was like trying to chaperone, but then I was also sort of like, but I don't actually know these people, so maybe I'm getting the wrong like impression
right.
here,
right?
But,
right,
like,
not you the just whole story.
Can't, you, but I don't know. I just personally, I just can't leave a girly in that situation. And there was a really, really drunk girl outside when I was leaving, where I had to like cancel my Uber because she like had a broken phone that she said didn't even belong to her. She like wasn't making sense. She was so drunk. She's like, my man oh my is God. Picking me up, and I was like, okay. oh my How did God. This happen to you? She's like, my friend's inside. I'm like, well, then your friend is a bad friend.
Fuck that
for
friend.
Letting you come outside, like in this.
Oh my
state.
God, can you imagine?
No. That's- so she eventually went back inside to her friend, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Wait, so what was happening inside? A girl was trying to mess with her ex, or what? Was...
No, I think the ex was trying to hook up with her, and she had tried Molly for the first time, so she was a little
oh
my God, I love everybody here. Like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
It was it was funny because it was like kind of a dancey party. It was like at a bar with like a dance floor, like disco ball, that kind of thing. And me and my friends were like truly sitting on like the only seating in the back. Like it felt like we were like someone's aunt who came to their bat mitzvah and was like sort of chaperoning the party. We were just
and in many
gossiping
ways
in the corner.
Were.
And
in
we
many
were.
Ways you
I
did
was
a bit.
Chaperoning the party.
You were making sure some things didn't happen, and that's what being a good chaperone's all about.
You gotta look out for the girlies. You just do.
That's a fun event, though. It's like a very perspective-giving moment.
It is.
And time.
And yeah, very much so.
Yeah. But we're so glad she's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I'm doing, like, a lot of updates, but, like, so much
there's
is...
There's so many.
I have to also just talk about Mulch TikTok really quick. Really right. quick, I have to talk
right.
about Mulch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a fool. I feel...
No, you're not a fool.
I feel that I was a fool because last week we had a question about Mulch TikTok and I really took it to heart about mulch. I was talking about the different kinds of mulch, the scents of mulch, the colors of mulch, mm-hmm. you know, the nostalgia that I feel associated with mulch. And after that conversation happened, I was trying to find Mulch TikTok. I was like, I think I would like Mulch TikTok. I'd like to happen upon it, get some videos on my feed. When I find it, and actually, I don't really know how to explain.
Right.
So it's these videos, and there's like cute animals in the videos with weird filters. And then there's like a voice, an AI voice of a child saying, I love mulch, like all hail the soil. I'm a silty clay foam fairy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, really good stuff. It's a really great, and we did post them on our story on the Late Night Drive Pod Instagram. And if you missed that, that's the kind
I don't know
of thing
what
that,
to tell you.
That's the kind of thing that you're missing by not following us on Instagram, because it was slay after slay with those videos.
Yeah, so it was really not what was expected, but I also no. think the person who submitted that we would like that was right.
They were right.
Yeah,
they were so right. Also, nobody corrected us in our DMs. I found it on my own. It wasn't like, hey, girl, no, that's not what it was. It was
oh,
like,
yeah. Everyone was like, yeah, that makes sense that someone would think they would like mulch. I'm a little offended by it. I know you're not, but I'm a little offended by.
And the scent thing is real.
Thank you. Yeah, it has the scent and I don't care for it.
No. Sorry. The scent affecting taste thing.
And that is real too. And somebody did correct us on that one. So
was that a bonus episode or was that a main episode?
Ooh, I think we mentioned it on here before.
Yep. Basically, Ellie saw a water bottle, if you didn't hear, where it has a scent. And then while you're drinking the water, it's supposed to change the flavor. And we were like, whoa, is that real? Come to find out, it is real. That works. It's a thing.
But I don't know, because then I was on Twitch and someone was like, no, it's bullshit. I tried it and it's overpriced and it doesn't work. And so I don't know. I just don't know who to believe.
But the thing is, you know, Hint Water, it's kind of similar to that where it's lightly flavored, but it gives me headaches. And then I was looking into it and other people also have said that Hint Water gives them headaches. So I think there's something wrong, something amiss in something Denmark.
Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. Yeah. Well, anyways, weird vibes. I just want to say I cooked a pot pie yesterday, like from scratch. Even cooked chicken. I want everyone to know I cooked chicken and didn't die. It was
horrifying. Dude, I was so impressed. I was so impressed when I saw the beautiful pot pie on your story. That's not an easy thing to make.
Actually, I don't know why I said actually. Actually, it's kind of easy. I mean, all cooking is just combining ingredients, right? But like, it's just chopping up vegetables and combining them in a big pot with some broth and flour to thicken it up and some spices. Oh. And then you pour it into, I didn't make like the pie crust. Right. Like I just bought a pie crust and put it in the pie thing and you just fill it and... It's honestly pretty easy because most of the cooking happens in the pot. So however it's long you cook the coated. Pie for, it's very soup coated.
I wasn't thinking that.
The sauce just has to be thicker. Like it's not as thin as like a soup broth would be. It's thicker.
Pot pie is soup coated.
Pot pie is soup, but it's in a shell. And that's why I like it because it combines my two favorite things, which is bread and soup.
I love pot pie. Pot pie is one of my favorite foods, and my mom makes me a really good pot pie recipe.
I just find pot pie so comforting, and it was honestly really easy, but then there was a moment where it turned out so well, and I was eating the fruits of my labor. And instead of being fucking, like, normal about it and being like, maybe I like cooking, I was just like, I should be a trad wife. Like, I should just give up on that. I get why people want to do this. I'll move to a farm, and I'll just cook. Like... Making one meal a week
is not the same as three a day.
And I had that realization and I went, I'm being fucking crazy. I'm being insane. I need to touch grass because that's not a normal thought to have. Like that is not, no pilgrims were having that thought, you know, like that didn't come from.
I saw a really interesting tweet that the people promoting trad wife lifestyles on TikTok are kind of lying because they make money off of their TikTok accounts and they're promoting this lifestyle when they actually do have independent money of their own. And it's like, it's a little misleading. It's like, yeah, this is super fun. But meanwhile, the people that they're selling it to are never going to have access to their own money or...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just think that the whole trad wife thing is so fucking stupid. If you want to be a wife and you want to cook three meals a day and be a mother and like do that, then like... Yay, do that, you know? Like, but I don't think you should, I don't know, the whole thing of like acting like that is women's natural role and like that being part of the rhetoric. And it all comes back to like patriarchy and like white supremacy. It's just like an insidious doctrine. And I just hate it. But there was a moment where I was like, no, I get it because I made a pot pie.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as just being like a housewife.
Right.
It's different to promote like this is more natural. This is what we should be doing. Like this is what women are.
Did you watch the new philosophy tube video?
No, I need to.
You have to watch it because she made a really interesting point about like the family and the way that that has like created so much problems in society by trying to force this idealized, stylized family that like doesn't really exist. Anyways, if you haven't ever watched Philosophy Tube and you're interested in long video essays where you learn something.
I love video essays.
Yeah, I would check it out. I really like her work.
I like smart ones, but then I also like sort of stupid ones.
Right. Love stupid ones.
Yeah. Like, what was the video essay? It was about like Victorious and it was 4 hours long or something. Oh, Cat Valentine, the neuroses of Cat Valentine.
That's
it was
like a really good video.
Super long, really good video essay. It was so good.
I will watch a video. Honestly, I'll watch a video essay on anything. I see a 4 hour video essay, I go, I'm sad. Like, I don't even care really what it's about. I'm like, I'm gonna learn something today.
And they're always really well done. I mean, they're probably not always really well done, but the ones that but I have seen. They're often
very well done.
Often very well done. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. The Matt Rife situation. Did you
oh
see
Oh, my God.
Did you see his beef with a six-year-old?
I saw that he has beef with a six-year-old because the six-year-old is like, loves science and like right. corrected a joke that he made. He made some joke about like, what, Jupiter having rings? And the kid was like, actually Saturn has more. Like Wait, just being a kid.
No, what happened was he was like, women are mad. Women love astrology because Jupiter has a ring and they don't. And then the kid was like really into science and he was like, actually, it's Jupiter that has the ring and you shouldn't talk to women that way. Like the kid said that. And then yeah. Wait, Matt Rife like, goes,
and you're not nice to girls.
Yeah, he said, you're not really nice funny. To girls. And then Matt Rife goes, your mom provides for you by being on OnlyFans.
And the mom was like, I don't post
even if she,
my even if she did and she made this yeah. post, she was like, it doesn't matter if I do that, but like the fact that you like decided that any woman who like makes content on the internet like automatically like mm-hmm. is doing sex work to you, like I don't know, she
it's a very limited view of women.
It is a very limited view of women. And she said something like, I also have I also have a female audience and I actually appreciate them. Like, I actually like them, mm-hmm. Which is true. Just everything I learned about this guy, I'm like, what is happening there?
What I find so funny about it is his whole thing is that people are sensitive and can't take his jokes. But then the second anyone makes a little comment about him, he freaks out. He loses his mind. He always...
Did you see on Twitter that he had beefed with the with Mason Ramsey, the yodeling kid, at like unprovoked? Unprovoked.
Mason Ramsey like posted in a lifetime.
Mason had posted a picture and like he has a birthmark on his forehead, and Matt like unprovoked was like, what is that, chewed up chewing gum on your head? And Mason was like, it's a birthmark. Not everyone's perfect, Matt. And he was like, I'm just kidding. You're great, kid. Love you. It was like, you were being a dick no reason. With a child. That's a child.
What is his issue with children? Why is he beefing with children?
I don't know. And the plastic surgeon who made a joke about his jawline. And he's like, I will sue you.
That one, that was what I was thinking of, but then I couldn't remember what it was. But yeah, basically some guy was like, when my client has a special on Netflix and I did their job, but I can't name it because they're canceled now. And that Matt Rife commented like, I'm going to sue you. This isn't funny. Delete.
It's like, I don't know. Looks like you're kind of sensitive, babe. Seems like you're a little sensitive. Bit of a snowflake, babe.
It's so snowflake coded. But that's just so funny.
It reminds me of like the dog lady on Twitter where it's like, if at any point in your life you find yourself wanting to have beef with a child, stop. Mm-hmm. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Turn your phone off. It's too much. It's time to stop.
And if you can't handle a child making a little joke at your expense, you should not be around children. You should never have children. Like that is...
You shouldn't be in public.
No, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't leave the house.
Speaking of not being in public and not shouldn't be around children, did you see Shane Dawson and Ryland Adams adopted twin seamless. Boys? Yeah, thank you.
That was seamless.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the thing about Shane Dawson and many things is that I have such a bad memory about what actually occurred that like the feeling of, oh, he shouldn't be around children remains in my head, but the details as to why I feel that way have long been forgotten.
Well, it's crystal clear to me still because I fucking love, I know it's not real, it's not drama, it's bad, but I love drama. And he should not be, he was doing some very icky stuff with children. I'll say it like that. Remember he did this at the Willow Smith poster and was like pretending to jerk off.
Yeah.
And also was telling his like 12-year-old fans like twerk for me like on camera.
A lot
of just weird stuff. Like as much as we like love to laugh and joke and goof and gaff about, I did not fuck my cat. I did not put my dick on my cat. Mm. And that is very funny that he said that. But like, yeah, there was some real shit in there that like, I don't think he should be around children.
Yeah, it almost takes away from his actual actions that there he got that. I mean, I wouldn't want that meme about me going around, but it almost takes the heat off of the actual really bad stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah, hate that. There's a lot of people. Because I saw that cult documentary recently, too, and they were awful, and then they had a child, and I was like, oh, my God. It's sad.
It's crazy that you could just, like, have a baby. Like that's a little unrelated, but it's just kind of crazy that we could have a baby. Not we like, could, we, but, like...
Well.
Separately, we each could have babies.
Right, right, right.
Like, we could that's also... legal.
We could legally, like, adopt... A 12-year-old.
We could do probably. That. Yeah. Yeah. Like, are we qualified to be parents? No. Yeah. But we could just have a baby. People can just have babies. And also, speaking of babies, this doesn't really make sense. Oh, no. This sort of makes sense. I wanted to say that we are smarter than a fifth grader mostly.
Whoa.
We did the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader thing on Patreon. And... mostly we're smarter than fifth graders. There were one or two questions that went poorly, but mostly we got it.
It was actually really fun. And then after we did it, I took it to my parents and asked them more questions from that article. We did well. However, there were very obscure historical questions, like which general led this battle and like what
city. It was like, if you're learning that in fifth grade, you would know that. Also, I want to say there was a bit of a trick question on there because it was like, what's the longest river in America? And I said the Mississippi, and it's the Missouri River, but only by literally a mile. So that made me upset.
And when I asked my parents that question, they also thought it was the Mississippi. So you're not alone.
Thank you.
And you will never be alone. But that does sound like the kind of thing a fifth grader would learn in a class, like that does. There's one river that's actually a mile longer than the other one, you know?
Totally. And I will also say I was appalled at how poorly I did on some of the math questions.
That was so funny. Actually, we got a lot of comments of people being like, wow, the way Michaela explained that actually worked for my brain. And I was very proud of that.
You're a smart girl. And
I can't do math. Do you know what lattice multiplication is? I did that through high school. It's where you make the box and then you put the numbers on like the top of the box and the side of the box. And then you like multiply like the small numbers. Yeah. And like it takes way longer than cross multiplication, but I had to do it that way my whole life.
I don't know how to do any of that. That sounds more complicated to me. But you're a very smart and beautiful girl. And speaking of being a beautiful girl, you tweeted that you
got that look in your eyes.
I'm being mischievous. I wish it was pronounced mischievous. It should be, but it's not. Anyways, you tweeted that you're ready to find your soulmate, but you don't want to leave the house. And I just want to say that, like, it's been a year almost, and you had a year to go on one single date, and I just wanted an update on how that's going.
Okay, here's the situation I'm in, Ellie. So. So I'm going to Colorado in a couple days for a week and then
you'll be back.
And then my sister and my nephew are coming to town for a week. And then I only have a few days. However, and this will shock you, I did tell someone that I would maybe go on a date with them. However, I said, wait, and this is what I said. I said, imagine that you're entering a forest with a gun. That's how careful you need to be because I'm gonna get scared off.
Wait, somebody asked you out and you said maybe?
Yeah, I'll talk to you about it separately.
That counts. I think that counts.
Does it? Oh, yes. You're saying maybe? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a big step. That's huge.
I'm so happy you feel that way.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I do think I want to go on dates. I think I need to get out of the mindset that going on a date means I owe anybody anything or that I'll have to go on more dates with them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in my head, I work it up to be more than it would be. I'm like, oh, I'd go on a date with them and then I'd have to go on a second date with them and then I'd have to go on a third. And like, I don't know.
No, it doesn't have to be that.
It doesn't. It's honestly, though, it's my approach to everything. Like, even writing essays in college, it's like, I don't want to start it because then it's going to be hard. But just doing it isn't actually that hard, you know? But yeah, that's something I've had.
I totally understand. That's how I honestly used to be like that too with dating a lot. Being like, if I go on a date, that means we're going to date and I don't want to date right now. And it's like,
yeah.
Historically, has that been true for you? Historically, has that been your boyfriend because you went on one date? No. I had to really unlearn that. And yeah, I'm proud of you for even saying maybe. So
It's a big, I actually said I would, but in my head I said maybe.
Right, so. And I knew that you in your head said maybe. Like, I am sure that you were like, yeah, I would go, but I know you. So I know in your head you're like, But I am proud of you. In a very real way, I'm proud of you because it's like, even taking one step is a step. And you made a step, and that's huge.
I almost feel like for me, if I agree to go on a date with one person, I need to go on a date with like five different people because that to me feels less committal than going on like one date with one person, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of people do that. They like go on multiple. Yeah. I can't because my brain doesn't work like that. But like,
well, I haven't in the past.
I think you should.
I think I should. I think I'm at that point where, because I think my greatest fear is accidentally settling down with someone who isn't that great. And I think that something that would alleviate that is
trying a lot of.
Yeah. So that I'm not like getting caught up in something too much.
I totally understand that. And I think that's very smart.
Yeah. So Flimbottom, you're out.
Yeah. Fuck you, Flimbottom. I also think it's a very valid fear to think that you're going to settle. Like, especially if you've like seen people in your life settle or, you know, I think we've all had that experience, or I think we all know somebody. Maybe it's our parents or maybe it's a friend or someone who's dating someone and you're like, really? That was.
And I also have had a habit of like, I'll start seeing someone and then I've wasted 3 years on someone. And at this point, I feel like it's better to just be alone than to waste another like 3 years on someone and come out of it 30 and like having to start over, if that makes sense.
No. Yeah, it does make sense. But like, I don't know. I just so deeply believe that love is the best thing that we do as humans. And
it's not like logical. It's not logical of me to be feeling this way. And I know that. I'm just like.
But logic has no place in fear. Like, fear and logic don't. They're not friends. They're just not. Like, if you ever start getting scared about something, like, your sense is going out the fucking window. Like, you can know something so logically and just not know it here. You know?
Totally. Yeah, did that answer surprise you? Are you shocked?
I'm a little surprised. I'm happy, though. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
I just want you to be happy.
What was the other thing? Getting offline? Oh,
That was me saying that I was going to be a trad wife.
Right. Do you want to pull over then?
I would absolutely love to pull over because we got a lethal one today.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Like, how do you want to be remembered? Or, what was it like when you first learned how to ride a bike? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with the story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already knew, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After a year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I lost 3 of my 4 grandparents by the time I was 6 years old, so knowing that my future children and grandchildren would be able to get to know my parents on a personal level means everything to me. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Ellie. That's storyworth.com/Ellie to save $10 on your first purchase.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix. Or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control, because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because, I mean, there are states in America even where there's like 2 therapists that take insurance, you know? Like, it's really, really important to have access to mental health, and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND. So here's a question that I want to pose to you. And I sent you this in a TikTok, but I'm curious. If you had to choose.
Yeah.
Would you rather die? Well, actually, I don't remember what the other option was.
The submersible submarine.
Oh, would you rather die in a submersible submarine implosion or from drinking the Panera death lemonade?
I actually can't believe that those are from the same year.
I know.
So yeah, if you haven't gathered, today's roadside attraction, the lethal Panera lemonade.
The death lemonade that's killing people. And we've, by the way, we've known about the death lemonade for a long time.
A long time. I think in the summer, I saw the first TikTok of someone being like, because they have free refills. So they would go to Panera to study and they would have a little lemonade and they'd be feeling good about studying. They'd be all charged up. They'd be like, wow, that Panera lemonade. And then they'd find themselves like needing to go back to Panera and have that lemonade in order to get anything done.
And their like heart is beating like 75 miles per hour.
My concern is that I honestly think because of that video, it's gotten more popular. And that's why we're at the place we are now.
And my concern is that I've seen a lot of content about it and been like,
I want to have it. But it's
like, well, what if I had a sip of the Panera death lemonade? Like, what would happen?
That's what it is. It's so like, and this is true of all kinds of media, like when they show drug overdoses or suicide on television, even though it's like, this is bad, this is a bad thing, you shouldn't do it, it increases the rates of it happening just because you're like,
wow,
showing it.
Yeah.
Not to really, I guess it kind of compares because someone did die from the Panera death lemonade, but not multiple to compare, like,
people
drinking
have
lemonade.
Died yeah. from the Panera oh, lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah, it was multiple.
Yes.
But some of the discourse has been really pissing us off. And we mm-hmm. talked about it this morning. I actually just want to read what this one tweet was because it got me a little heated. They mm-hmm. said, maybe this is a cancelable thing to say, but ... None of you all know how much a normal amount of caffeine is to consume. Like ... Do you not check before you drink anything with caffeine? You just ... drink caffeinated drinks without checking?
Yes. And first of all, let me just say, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Can I be so fucking for real? And this is my cancelable thing. Okay. I don't think I've ever checked a label in my goddamn life. I don't know what is in the things that I'm consuming. I should, but I don't look. I just don't. I don't look.
Well, I was talking to you about this today, but I think it's unhealthy for us to be looking at all of the food details and like the calories and the saturated, like all of that of every single thing we eat. Like maybe if you're a parent and you're looking at stuff for your child, that's different. But I don't think we should live in a world where we have, like if you're going to Panera and getting a lemonade, that's lemonade is a, I've been making lemonade since I was 5 years old. I was doing lemonade stands. That is a familiar drink to me. I feel like I know roughly what to expect from a lemonade. So I don't feel the need to be like a, if a new Hostess product came out, I would be maybe, what's in that? But for a lemonade?
And a lemonade, your concern is probably, well, there's probably a lot of sugar in this, but you know that going into it because it's a lemonade. Why would you ever expect that it would have caffeine in it? And not just that it would have caffeine in it, that it would have like four times your daily allotted amount of caffeine in like one cup. That's free crazy. Like that is negligent. Like that's crazy.
But it also, is.
Do you know that, you know, the Starbucks refreshers?
Oh, yeah, I saw
like
this.
They're obviously, I know that they're caffeinated, but I wouldn't have known that. Yeah, I wouldn't have known because they don't advertise them as caffeinated.
I was drinking those. I drank those before I ever had coffee, and I thought I was drinking a non-caffeinated drink. And I'm sure it's not. I'm sure the refreshers aren't as much caffeine as a regular coffee drink. I don't know that for sure now because I guess all bets are off when it comes to refreshing little beverages. But I really liked those. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's in their best interest to not tell you because you're just like, oh, I'm a little bit addicted to that thing. Like, that thing is really yummy. I really want that thing.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And I just don't like the smarmy tone of that tweet that you read because, no, who the fuck is checking all their labels? And also, it actually is not my – I mean, like, you should stay informed as a consumer. But, like, to a certain degree, it's not my job – to regulate the like what you're doing with your company. Like, I shouldn't have to be constantly vigilant to know that the thing I'm drinking is not gonna fucking kill me.
Well, we
that
do
doesn't
have,
seem like asking a lot.
Yeah, we do have a general expectation that there are food regulations and that there are things in place to protect us when we're buying something from the store, that like having one singular lemonade isn't going to put us at risk of anything. And like that is something that's reasonable to expect because that's what we say about a lot of different foods.
Also, it's a lemonade.
It's a lemonade. It's
the whole
lemonade.
Thing is crazy. That the way people are acting is though it's like, I just hate anybody acting, especially because some of the people who died are people who like have a like heart murmur and there was somebody who was like disabled. And like you're acting like you're calling people stupid for not checking something that why would they assume they had to check?
I can't tell you how many times I've been in like a drive through with my parents and like maybe we're visiting a restaurant that I haven't really been to and they're like, do you want anything? There's lemonade, there's Diet Coke. I'll be like, oh, I'll have a lemonade. Like that is a normal human experience and to act like someone's stupid for acting that way is just very ignorant.
It is ignorant and it's, I don't know. It's just a little holier than thou. And I just can't stand that attitude. Like, really? You check every label? You might have an issue with your food consumption if you're really checking every single label before you're eating something.
100%. And
I'm not saying
she
does,
but when we saw that tweet, it had 12,000 likes at the time. So it's not just like a random person said that and it didn't get any, you know, positive feedback.
I don't know, dude. It's kind of like... It pisses me off. It's kind of like the people who like try to prove how clean they are.
Oh my god,
online,
it is,
you know?
Totally like that. It's willfully ignorant. It's like you're ignoring the regular experience of people on purpose. Like you can't when you think of a normal scenario that happens in the real world in your head, you know that this is how things go. Like the person cleaning their Christmas tree was the most recent one, I think.
That was funny. But there was like discourse of like, oh, you keep your toothbrush in the bathroom? That's gross. And it's like, yeah,
oh
most people
God.
Keep their toothbrush in the bathroom. Now, I do understand
I
not keeping it out on the, you know.
Right.
You want it covered because you don't want any particles getting in there. But...
And cover your toilet before you flush.
Yes,
that's
close
not
the
such
toilet
a big
before
issue.
You flush. Okay, well, that's a big thing for me. But
I feel that way too. I do
thank
too.
Thank you. But still, like to act like, oh, that's weird. You keep your toothbrush in the bathroom. You're gross. It's like, you know damn well. You know damn well you're being annoying.
Yeah, because how many houses have you been to in your lifetime where people didn't have their toothbrushes in the bathroom? Surely you've gone to friends' houses in your life. Surely you went to
One
other
hopes.
People's dorm
Maybe
rooms.
Not.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe
given
not.
Your attitude.
I just don't think, like, what point are you trying to prove? Like, what is so important to you that you want to get across here that you have to, like, make everybody else look stupid compared to you, you know? It's just mean. I don't know.
It's really funny because this is a lesson that I learned when I was maybe 14 years old, where sometimes I would just say something to prove that I was, like, smarter than someone else in a conversation. Right. And my mother sat me down and was like, just so you know, when you say things like that, it's not doing what you intend. People aren't going to like you more. People aren't going to, like, think better of you. And I had to actually think about it and be like, oh, yeah, this isn't going to help me in any way to say things like this. It's just a weird, like, egotistical jacking off thing that I want to do to feel good about myself, and everyone else is like, God, this fucking bitch.
And some people really need to learn that lesson, is all I'm saying.
They do. They need to do shrooms so that they can learn all the things girls realized at age 12. Do we want to answer some questions?
Yeah, let's answer some questions to close it on out.
Thank you guys for submitting questions. They've really lasted us quite some time. Oh, I like this one. Okay. What would you change about your college experience if you could go back in time?
That is not a good question for me.
Sorry. I would love to be one of those people who could be like, I wouldn't change anything because I'm where I am now. No, I would regret a lot of getting really fucked up and letting things happen. I would probably try harder too.
Oh my God. I would do probably everything a little bit different. College was miserable. I had a horrible, horrible, horrible time. Yes, there were some bright spots, and mostly it was ass. And I would not ask to make myself go through that. If I had the option of not going through that, I would totally take that option. I would not do any of the things that I did. Honestly, I would probably dive a lot more into, like, making friends in the English department. And yes, I wouldn't be where I am today if those things didn't happen, if I didn't have the experience I had, sure. But I just think that I shouldn't have had to experience those things in order to be who I am. Like, why couldn't I just have had an easy, soft, lovely time and stayed pretty, you know, naive and happy? That could have been possible.
I would say I would have drank less. When I changed my major from musical theater, I would have given myself a year to be, like, undecided and try a bunch of other things instead of bouncing around and, like, changing my major multiple times. Just, like, taken a bunch of different courses and, like, seen what felt like a fit. I would have remembered to take my birth control pill on time that one week in July. I don't know. I think now that I'm not in that space where I have to be doing college in classes anymore, learning is more fun to me, which we've talked about
before. We've talked about, yeah.
But it would be nice to go back with, like, a fresh start without having, like, dropped classes and, like, left things and just come at it with excitement, I guess. Like, more...
Yeah, not just get through it, but, like, really do it. Like, learn. Like, be in college to, like, actually learn something and just come out a little bit more well-rounded, I guess. Like, instead of just doing things I knew I was good at, like, actually learning something and trying something. And I probably would not have joined a sorority. I would have been okay. I would have made friends.
Yeah.
I believe that I would have made friends. It's hard to say because it's, like, I obviously don't. The friends that I still have from college are good friends, and I love them very much. But I would love to think that we would have become friends anyways, you know, without having to trauma bond. Would have been cool.
Right, 100%. Yeah, I don't know if this person is asking because they're just wondering about us personally, or maybe they're in college and they're, like, looking for, you know, what would...
Totally. But mostly it would just be, like, learning. Like, try harder.
100%.
Learn harder. Study more. Read more, do the extracurricular things that are, like, offered to you in your major, like, go to the speakers and, like, spend time with your professors and, like, really, like, I would have, I would do it differently. Yeah.
Don't drop out.
Don't drop out. Actually get your degree.
Yeah, I would probably do my sorority again, but I only did it for 1 year, which I think is the difference. Like, I met my friends, then I left, and I didn't have to, like, stick around and deal with that for 4 years like you did. And obviously, you had a way worse experience than the average bear. But I think, you know, it's good to join clubs and see what's out there, and you can always leave things and you can always try new things. And if you aren't 100% sure what you want to do, it's so fine to just try a bunch of things. Like, the idea that at 18 you need to know what you're going to do for the rest of your life is so silly in hindsight. Like, the amount of stress I had over that, and like feeling like I really needed to know. I needed to know exactly what I was going to be.
You don't.
Like, yeah, 100%.
And you won't. Like, you're going to change your mind in 15 years anyway. You're going to be like, change your entire career probably. Like, I don't know. Like, these things happen and you won't know, and you don't know. And I also think that I've been thinking about this a lot. I just don't let like any pressure from anybody else get to your head. Like, figure out what you like to do. That's what I would have done. Not like listen to what other people thought was cool, or worried about that voice in my head that was like, you can't do this because it's weird, or you can't do that because you already do this activity or like that thing. Like, I would just done the things that seemed interesting to me. Like, there are so many things that seem interesting that you feel like, oh, I can't do that. Why not?
I think that, plus if I could go back and say one thing to my like entering college self, it would be like, you can say no. You should say no when you want to say no. You don't need to feel bad about anything or pressured into anything. It's so fine for you to just say no and leave somebody, and you don't have to feel any guilt about it. You know what I mean? That I think also 18-year-old girls need to hear.
And you know what? That boy is gross. He's a yucky, nasty little gremlin, and he doesn't do his dishes, and he doesn't change his sheets, and it's disgusting. And you actually should not let somebody inside of your body who does not wash his own. And that's that's on that.
Whoa, that took me back in a dark place.
Very dark, very deep, dark place.
It's like a great time, but it is. It's so formative because there's so much trauma in that time period.
I just think being like 19 is traumatic. Like, there's just sort of no way around it. Like, it's Taylor Swift has said, it's like you've got one foot in girlhood and one foot in adulthood, and people really want to push you into adulthood and don't honor your girlhood. And it's just, it's a rough time to be a person.
I also just think it's interesting how when you're younger, things feel so much more permanent because you haven't lived that many years yet. So 1 year feels like a way higher percentage of your life than when you're later into life. Like, you know, when you're 18 years old, 1 year isn't even 20 or it's more than 20. Yeah. 1 year is no.
It's more than a tenth of your life.
Right. It like the percentage is just high. It feels like a big thing.
No, you're right. No. You're absolutely right. It does.
Trying to do math.
It's okay. And we don't need to do math because we're too pretty for that. And we just don't have to. And that's okay. It's fine. Like, I just think I also would not have been nice to people who were not nice to me. You know. Yeah. I just like, why put up with that? Why be polite to somebody who's not treating you kindly?
Yeah. And there are some people that I maybe would have been careful starting relationships with. There were some crazy people, just some downright mean people.
Oh, yeah. And I would not have cared about the opinions of those people if I could go back.
Yeah. And I'm sure that I was mean to people, too, in some ways. I don't know.
Oh, no. I was not perfect. Surely not. But, like, goddamn. Still.
I would, like, go back and change the way that I don't know. I don't like using people's appearances to insult them anymore on Twitter. Like, when men are mean, I'm not like, oh, well, you're short or bald or whatever.
I think you're allowed to make fun of a man for his height or his hairline if it's like a graph. Like, if he's horrible enough and he tips over that line, I'm like, all bets are off.
Yeah, I just used to feel way more comfortable doing that. And like when I think about myself using those things as insult, I do cringe a little bit just because I think about, you know, a nice person with those qualities seeing something like that, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think that that means that anyone who does that is a bad person. Like, sometimes you gotta like bite back.
And sometimes they deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can make fun of Matt Rife's appearance if you want to.
You totally can. He looks like handsome Squidward.
He does. does. He does. And that's that on that.
I feel like that's okay because it's not a specific trait, really. He
just looks like that's just sort of his vibe. That's what he's giving. And that's okay.
I love to contradict myself within 1 minute of speaking.
That's not that mean, though. You know, handsome.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm talking
about. You said handsome. And so it's nice, actually.
Legalize it.
So.
Well, that's good. I feel like.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
That was fun. Fun
little chit chat.
We will probably not too long from now be asking for more questions on the Instagram. So watch out for that. We also still have the voicemail number in our bio that you can call anytime. Do you have it memorized, Ellie?
847-282-0462.
That's so cool. That's just awesome. Do you want to shout out our birthday pics?
I would also like to do a tarot card.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm also happy to shout out our birthday pigs, but I just want to make sure we get our card of the week.
Yeah, no, do that first. I don't know what just came over me.
You got excited. You're like, it's time to lay down. I'm done for the night.
I looked at the recorder and I was like, 57 minutes. We did it. Bye.
We're done. Let's skedaddle. I am excited to lay down, by the way. And eat a snack, I think. But the card for this week is the Five of Wands. Kind of a pretty card. It's yellow. Wands often mean conflict, so maybe we should look out for that shit.
Well, a lot of people are probably seeing their families.
Sorry, it's really funny. Okay, though it literally is conflict. Okay, but it's reversed, okay? Mm-hmm. And it means end to conflict, compromise, and solutions. So if you've been going through some shit, maybe look out for an end to some of that this week. Some relief this week, finally, after weeks and weeks and for some of us months of feeling fucking horrible. Maybe it's time that it's come to an end and beautiful things are on the horizon. And I do believe that.
I love that. Oh my God, getting hopeful news. That's all I could ask for. I love
to feel hopeful. That's all it is. But I do want to shout out our little birthday pigs. Our friends. And that would be Curtis, Katie, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, and Zachary. Thank you so much for being our patrons. We love you so much. If you want to be a birthday pig, you can go head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/latenightdrivepod. That is the $50 a month tier, but you don't need to do that. You can just go ahead and subscribe regular style. And we'll be just real happy to see you. By the way, I can't stop calling missionary, like the sex position. Regular style. Can't stop. I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Wait. So then would doggy be animal style?
Well, it's doggy style, you know? So it's like dog style. It's like animal and then regular. Mm. It's like regular. Mm-hmm. And like cowboy style. But it's like there's regular sex and it's just regular. And I think that's true. Anyways, we love you guys. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, just that I love regular, the regular style thing. And I'm so happy you said it. And that's all for me.
All right. Well, I love you guys so much. And yeah, I hope you have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. And we will catch you on the very next drive. Michaela.
Oh, and happy holidays.
Oh, yeah, happy Hanukkah for my Jews out there. And yeah. Okay. Love you.
Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoyed the drive.
Yay. Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.